You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, I am Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to How to Use Siri Shortcut, Part 3, The Library. This is the last cast of three part Siri and How to Use Siri Shortcut. In this last cast, we are going to simply show you how to create your own shortcut from scratch. I'm going to be giving you three examples that I use myself that I found very useful. The first two shortcut I am going to show you from scratch how to build, and then the last shortcut I am just going to simply show you what action that I use and show you a demonstration how that shortcut works. Because of the limitation of the time that I can produce in a podcast without going too long, I thought maybe three would probably give you a good idea how things are supposed to assemble and how you can make your own shortcut easily. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into my first sample of how to create a shortcut. The first thing you guys want to do is that you want to keep in mind what is the objective and the goals that you want to accomplish for this particular shortcut. So, in this example, I am going to think about something when I am in a very quiet place, like a church or even at a movie theater. I typically want to disable my phone so it doesn't make any noise, doesn't have any text come through or phone calls, anything that's disturbing, anything, because obviously it would be pretty awkward if those noises come through, right? So I am thinking about calling this quiet time. Quiet time, essentially in my mind, what I wanted to do is several things. One, I wanted to be able to alert me that this shortcut has been initiated when it's been turned on and when it's been turned off. I also want to disable a couple of features like airplane mode, maybe, do not disturb, and why not? Why don't we go for low power mode? Why? Well, just save and conserve battery while it's not doing anything, right? I think this would be easier than having to turn off the phone and turn the phone back on, which is obviously probably the second best choice if you want to do that. But I want to be able to keep my phone on. That way, I don't have to wait for it to boot up. I don't have to put the passcode in. I can just enable it. Preferably, I would love to have this turn on and off by location, but I'm afraid because of the limitation that Apple has, we're not going to be able to do that. And I'll try to explain it as I do this example for you. All right, so let's go ahead and get the shortcut app. Let's go right over there.
Shortcuts.
All right, so we'll do one figured up to app to open this up.
Edit button.
And we are now into the shortcut app. At the top left is your edit button. This is where we want to be. Just to make certain, if you didn't get that, if you remember in the second podcast, is that the bottom left is the library.
Selected. Library.
And that is selected. That's where we want to be. The bottom right is the gallery that we were mostly into the second podcast. This is going to be where we're going to be hanging out most of the time, is the library. So that is selected. So let's go back to the top where the edit button was. And the edit button's at the top left.
Edit button.
All right. Once we're here, I want you to swipe to the right until we get to create shortcut button.
Create shortcut button.
I want you here, go ahead and do a one finger double tap to open this up.
Create short search. Search field. Double. Yeah.
Let me give you a little review of what you're seeing on this screen so you can see it in your mind virtually. So the top half is what I'm going to call and refer as a workbench. Basically, there's nothing in this workbench at this moment. Basically, what the workbench in my view is that all the action that I want to put into my shortcut to make it as the quiet time shortcut, all those actions have to be put into this workbench so I have all the pieces there, and then I'll assemble all the pieces where I want, and that will create the shortcut. The bottom half is what I would refer to is the action libraries. The action library is very much like the gallery. You know how you see all these different shortcuts that you can choose from? Well, think of action the same way, but they run particular actions. So every shortcut that you see are consist of number of action to create that shortcut to make that run. So when you get into this screen, you get to the search box. That is in the lower half and where you can search for a particular action. So if you know which action you're looking for, you can go ahead and do a double tap there and do a search. However, I'm not going to actually do a search, but here's my first advice, because if you swipe to the right, you're going to see various topics of things that you can see for various action that applies to that topic. However, it won't show you every action that's available. Kind of weird. So what I do is I do one finger double tap on this search and pretend that I'm going to do a search. So one finger double tap.
Search field is editing. Search. Character mode. Insert.
So we're now in the search box. You can type something, but what I want you to do is just swipe to the right until we get to the first topic, which is called favorites.
Favorites.
And there's favorites. Favorite is an area that once you get the hang of using this and you have certain actions that you use on a regular basis to create shortcuts. So if you have a lot of one particular action that you use a lot, you can assign that to favorite and put it right into the favorite topics or the category where you can put all your action in there. I'm going to show you a couple more examples, a couple more categories here. We'll just swipe to the right.
Siri suggestions, scripting, content types, apps, calendar, contacts, documents.
These are all the categories. So obviously like document, for example, that last one we heard. If you want to hear all the action that pertains to documents, you just do one finger double tap here, and that will show you all the action that applies to it. This is going to be number one uno that you want to do, is that you want to check out every single action. So that way you have an idea what is available and what you have to play with. Because as I said before, there are some limitations. So Apple gives you quite a bit of actions, but I wanted something just a little bit more. And unfortunately, it's not in here. So I'm hoping over time that we will see more and more action that will give us a more and more power and capabilities that we're able to control. So I know, because I've been here quite a few times, there are three things within the scripting. Actually, after I think about it, all of them are in within scripting. So let's go back left until we get to the scripting button.
Contacts, calendar, apps, content types, scripting.
All right, so here's scripting. I'm going to do one finger double tap to open up this category.
Scripting, scripting, heading.
And now we're at a heading here. I'm going to change this to headings so I can go from various section to section.
Language, vertical navigation, headings.
All right. Once you get to headings, now I'm going to do a swipe down.
Content, heading.
You can find out all the contents action.
Control flow, heading.
Control. I'm going to go down until we get to device.
Device, heading.
Aha. That's the one I want. Now, I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to set airplane mode button. This is the action, the first one that I want to do to add to my workbench. So here we go.
Set airplane mode. Sets the device's airplane mode to on or off button.
Okay, so I want to add this to my workbench. And so what we do is we're going to do a one finger double tap to add this to your workbench.
Added set airplane mode to shortcut above set airplane mode.
So the first thing, the indicator, you heard that it was added and now is up above. Now, for the second one, I'm going to keep swiping to the right until I get to the set do not disturb mode button.
Set do not disturb. Sets the devices do not disturb to on or off button.
Okay, so there's the action that we want to add to this. Now, I'm not going to do a one-finger double tap because I'm going to tell you a couple things. Sometimes it works doing a one-finger double tap and it adds it to your workbench. Sometimes it doesn't. It's kind of weird. So if that happens to you, if you just swipe one more to the right of that particular action.
More info button.
You get to get the more info button, right? So I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on this.
More info. Set do not disturb. Heading.
So here we are. We're on this one. There are two things I want to show you in this. One is your favorites. So let's swipe to the right until we get to the favorites button.
Favorite button.
Here it is. You remember I was telling you back when we saw the favorite category or that topic there? This is how you can add this particular action to your favorites. So if you use this quite often and you want to get access to it pretty quickly, you can just add this to your favorite by doing a one finger double tap. But what I really want to do is go swipe to one more to the right.
Add to the shortcut button.
That's what I want to do. I want to add this to the shortcut. So if you do a one finger double tap here.
Add to the shortcut.
It will now put that into the workbench. All right. Now, before we do anything else, I want to give you a little advice. And what you want to do is you want to swipe left until you get to the close button. Really, this close button is towards the middle of the screen. So you don't want to get confused with the two. So good practice just to keep swiping left until you get to the close button. So let's go to the close button.
Close button.
There it is. One finger double tap to close this.
Close.
And now I'm going to have to do a swipe down again.
Content. Heading. Control flow. Device. Heading.
Because I went to the more info, that is why I have to do this. It'll forget where you were at, and so we now have to go back down to device. And so there's one more thing I want to do. Let's find the set low power mode button.
Set low power mode. Sets the device's low power mode to on or off. Button.
And there it is. One finger double tap to add that to my workbench.
Set low power mode. Sets the device's low power mode to on or off.
Now it's added to my workbench. All right, so now that we have chose those three action and we have placed all three of those action onto the workbench, I want to add two more action to my workbench to complete this particular quiet time shortcut. Well, I'm still in the scripting and we were at the device. Now I'm going to swipe down until we get to notification. So let's go down to find the notification heading.
Notification heading.
Okay, there we are. I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to set notifications button.
Show notification. Displays a local notification button.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's the one I want. This will allow me to let me know that the script has been run, and I will pop up a notification. So I'm going to go ahead and do a one-finger double tap to add this to my workbench.
Added show notification to shortcut below set low power mode.
And then one last thing, I want to add a vibrate mode, which means it'll vibrate my phone as I initiate the shortcut to on or off for quiet time. So swipe until you get to the vibrate mode button.
Vibrate device. Vibrates the device for a short amount of time. Button.
There it is. And once again, do a one finger double tap on this.
Vibrate device. Vibrates the device for a short amount of time.
All right, that is it. We have five actions. They should be all on my workbench. So let's take a look at the workbench, see what we got here. And we're going to do some rearranging and we're going to do some configuration. Let's go up to the top right until we get to the done button.
Done button.
All right. So now we're at the top half of the screen. So we're now in the workbench area. Now let's swipe to the right until we get to our first script, or I should say our first action. That should be the set airplane mode. So let's go to the right.
Set airplane mode action. Heading.
All right. So here is the airplane settings. Now, as I go to the right, you're going to hear various configuration that you can simply turn on or off at things that we can do. So obviously, this particular shortcut, I want to have quiet time being turned on. So everything needs to be turned on. So let's go to the right and see what we got here.
Airplane mode. Switch button. On.
All right. So by default, it's set to on. So this is perfect. So we don't need to do anything on this. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Scripting. Set do not disturb action. Heading.
All right. Here's the do not disturb. I also want this on, so let's go to the right.
Do not disturb. Switch button. Off.
Okay, by default, it's turned off, so obviously do a one-finger double tap here to turn it on.
On.
Now, the one thing that this does that the other action does not do, I'm going to show you something. Let's go to the right.
Until.
It gives you a until clause. It means leave do not disturb either on or off that you chose. For this case, it's on until what? So it could be another clause that would cause this to trigger to go back to the opposite that you set. So obviously I turn this on until when, and when that occurs, go ahead and turn it off. Go to the right.
Turned off. Button.
Right now it's turned off, and that's a button. If you double tap this, you'll have different options like I want to be turned off and or turned on until a certain time and then go ahead and turn it off. Or if I leave a location, which is what I really want to do, but it only happens to this action only. So only if Apple will give us more control of the location, that would be beautiful. Otherwise, we're stuck in what we have here. And I'm going to keep this off because that'll do no good because everything else will stay on. Even though I left that location or a timer goes off, all that would do is just turn the do not disturb back off. All right, let's go to the right.
Scripting. Set low power mode action. Heading.
Same thing. Obviously, I want to turn this on. So to the right.
Low power mode. Switch button. On.
Excellent. That's on. So let's go to the next one. To the right.
Scripting. Show notification action. Heading.
So as we initiate this shortcut to on or off, I want it to be able to give me a notification. So if you go to the right, you'll get to something called title.
Title.
The first one, as you go to the right, is an optional field.
Optional. Text field.
I'm going to leave that one alone. That's blank. What the one I really want to use is the next one after this one.
Hello world. Text field.
So it has hello world in this already. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on this.
Text field is editing.
I'm going to go ahead and select all.
Misspelled words. Edit. Paste. Select all. Hello world. Selected.
That way I'm going to replace the hello world. So I want to get rid of that. Or you can just use a keyboard and hit delete if you want. Delete, delete, delete. I'm going to go ahead and do a dictation. Quiet time is now turned on.
Inserted quiet time is now turned on.
So when this particular script is run, it's going to pop up and say, hey, quiet time is now turned on. That allows me to know that the script has run and everything is all set. Now, if I go to the right one more time.
Play sound. Switch button. On.
You have the option to play the sound. I do want to have the sounds on, but you do not have to. So you can just do one double tap here if you want to turn the sound off. And then one more to the right.
Scripting. Vibrate device action. Heading.
All right. So here's the vibrate one. When do you want that to occur? For me, I want this to occur the very first thing before anything gets set. And there's no configuration to be done on this. So I'm going to do a one finger double tap and hold.
Dragging.
And I want to drag this up to the top.
Moved above shown. Moved above set airplane mode.
There it is. So now it's located at the very first action. Think of this as that it runs in a chronological order. So we have vibration that's going to occur first. Then it's going to turn on airplane mode. Then it's going to turn on do not disturb mode. Then it's going to turn on low power mode. And then lastly, it's going to pop up a notification to let me know that this is turned on. All right, so that is great. Now, we're not quite done. So we'll go back to the top right until you get to the done button.
Done button.
And I want you to swipe to the right until you get to shortcut settings. That should sound familiar. Yes, we did this in the second podcast. I want you to go back in there because there's two things I want you to be aware of.
Shortcut settings button.
There it is. One finger double tap.
Settings heading.
Now, I want you to swipe to the right until you get to the name.
Name untitled shortcut button.
All right. This is the name of the shortcut. Obviously, I want to rename it to something that's more describing what this shortcut is. So one finger double tap here.
Text field is editing. Untitled shortcut. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
All right. So here we are. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go to edit and select all.
Edit. Select. Paste. Select all. Untitled shortcut. Selected.
I don't want that name. I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to give it a shortcut, a name. Quiet time on.
Inserted quiet time on.
Excellent. Now, let's go back out of here. Go to the top right.
Done. Button.
Excellent. Do your one finger double tap to close that.
Name quiet time on. Button.
Excellent. Now, I want you to keep swiping to the right until we get to something called widget.
Show and widget on.
Excellent. It says show widget. I want this turned on. By default, it is on. And I'm going to show you why I have this turned on and why you want to do it that way. So we're done with this. So those are the two things I wanted to show you. Go to the top right.
Done. Button. Quiet time on.
Excellent. Now let's go to the top right. We are done with this quiet time on shortcut. So get out of here. Top right.
Done. Button. Click edit. Button.
Now we're back to the library tab, which we were just at when we created the shortcut. Let's keep going to the right until we find the shortcut that we just created.
Quiet time on. Button.
Excellent. So there is our first shortcut they have created. Now, before we do anything else, now this is turn the quiet time on. I need to make exact duplicate of that and make it turn off. So I don't want to have to create another shortcut and do it all from scratch again. So what we're going to do is we're going to swipe up from this particular shortcut until we get to duplicate shortcuts.
Duplicate shortcut.
There it is. One finger double tap.
Duplicated quiet time on.
Excellent. So we have now duplicated, which basically means makes a copy of this. And then the second one, if you swipe to the right.
Quiet time on one button.
You hear that as one. That is the copy version. So I want to edit this now. So we'll do a magic tap to do a edit.
Search field.
Okay. So just as we did before, it went straight to the middle where the actions are down below the little action library. What I don't want to do, I don't want to go down there because we just made a copy of this. I just want to turn off all the option and we want to change the file or the name of the shortcut to off. So let's go back to the top right.
Done. Button.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the vibration.
Scripting. Vibrate device action. Heading.
There it is. There's nothing to configure in vibration, but if you swipe to the right, it should be our airplane settings.
Scripting. Set airplane mode action. Heading.
Uh-huh. Go to the right.
Airplane mode. Switch button. On.
All right. So I'm going to turn this off. One finger double tap.
Off.
Okay. Let's go down to the do not disturb.
Scripting. Set do not disturb action. Heading. Do not disturb. Switch button. On.
And turn this off.
Off.
Now we're going to go down to the low power mode settings.
Set low power mode action. Heading.
Here we are. One more to the right.
Low power mode. Switch button. On.
Okay. One finger double tap. Off.
Off.
Now, let's go down to the show notification action.
Scripting. Show notification action. Heading.
I'm going to go to the right.
Title. Optional. Text. Quiet time is now turned on. Text field.
As you can remember, we want to change that. We want it to say it's off. So one finger double tap on this.
Text field is editing. Quiet time is now turned on. Insertion point at end.
Now you can do the shortcut. You can just do the delete and type off, which I'll do.
Delete. N. Delete. O. I. O. U. I. O. O. D. F. 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 F.
All right. Before we leave, go to the top right.
Done. Button.
One more thing we got to do. We got to rename the shortcut. So swipe to the right until you get to the shortcut settings.
Shortcut settings. Button.
Here we are. One finger double tap.
Settings. Heading.
Excellent. Let's swipe to the right.
Button. Name. Quiet time on one. Button.
Excellent. Double tap here.
Text field is editing. Quiet time on one. Character mode.
Now we'll do what we did before. Instead of deleting, I'll just go ahead and select all and redo it.
Edit. Select. Paste. Select all. Quiet time on one. Select.
And dictate. Quiet time off.
Inserted quiet time off.
So you got your preference whether you want to dictate things or you want to use a keyboard. Either way will work. So let's get out of here. We have renamed everything that we need to do. We have turned off all the things we want. We changed the notification. We also changed the shortcut name. So top right's done.
Done. Button.
Double tap.
Name. Quiet time off.
Excellent. Top right.
Done. Button. Quiet time off. Heading.
Okay. One more time.
Done. Button. Edit. Button.
All right, now we're back out to the library. Now, if you swipe to the right until we find the quiet time on.
Quiet time on button.
And there it is. We have the quiet time on button. And now we have to the right.
Quiet time off button.
Excellent. Now we have created our first shortcut that turns it on and off. Now, to run this, you'll have to run this as a widget. How do you get to the widget? Great questions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to lock my device here. So whenever I want to implement those shortcuts, all I have to do is turn on the phone.
7:19 p.m.
And do a three-finger swipe to the right.
Today.
Now that we're here in the today's with a spotlight for some, the first thing you have to do, you're going to have to tell to put shortcut into your spotlight or your today's page. So basically, I want you to go all the way to the bottom until you get to the edit button. Do a one-finger double tap on the edit button. And then go all the way down until you get to the insert shortcut. Just double tap that and rearrange it as you want. I put it at the very top and then get out of that. And now we'll come back to this page here. Now when you go to the right, you now will hear a shortcut button.
Shortcuts. Button. Heading.
Excellent. I don't want to double tap that. Just keep going to the right.
Show more. Button. Quiet time on. Button.
And there it is. There's your shortcut. If I want to turn this on, one finger double tap.
Running shortcut. Shortcut finished. Quiet time on button.
Excellent. Now quiet time is now set on. So all the airplane mode is on. Do not disturb is on. And low power mode is on. And then we got the notification. Now to turn this off, you just open your device, do a three finger swipe to the right, and then go down to your quiet time off shortcut.
Quiet time off button.
That's what we want. I'll do one finger double tap.
Stop quiet. One notification.
And there you have it. We just created our first shortcut called Quiet Time. I showed you how to turn that on and off and by using the widget. And this is great to use. Now, one of the questions I'm going to get from people is that, hey, can I use it as a Siri shortcut? Yes and no. There's a caveat. There's another limitation. So let me tell you what's going on here. If I were to use Quiet Time on, yes, you can assign that with a Siri shortcut command or phrase that you want to invoke it. That will work just fine. The problem is that you're not going to be able to turn off quiet time simply because when you set the device on airplane mode, what that does, it cuts any interaction or data to the internet, whether that's by your cell service or by your Wi-Fi. And when you turn the airplane mode, it turns those two options off. Thus means you cannot initiate Siri, because Siri needs access to the internet some way or some form so it knows what you're talking about and tells the phone this is what you want to do. Because of that limitation, you are not able to turn this off. You'll have to use a widget at that point. So yes and no. All right, so now that we have one shortcut down and into our belt that we have learned together, that was called the quiet time. So let's move on to my second example. I'm going to call this a weather forecast. Let me give you a basic idea of what I am trying to do here, and then I'll give you the objectives and the goals that we want to accomplish in this shortcut. Now, going back to the quiet time, that one was a very generic, straightforward, and simple shortcut. So we basically pick these actions, and all they were are just switches. So we either turn them on and turn them off, and then we gave a notification and a vibration. There's nothing going on other than those things. But this is going to be a little bit different, so we're going to step it up a game a little bit. It's going to be much shorter. So here's the idea. Every morning when I get up for my breakfast, I always check my weather, right? And as you heard in my first podcast in this series of the How to Use Siri shortcut, I demonstrated the carrot weather and also demonstrated the dark skies. That's pretty good for wanting to get the information for today by Siri, but I wanted something that I can implement Siri and it will give me my weather forecast, not just my weather forecast, but give me a review of what's going on across the United States. Plus, it gives me my 7-day forecast all hands-free, so I don't want to have to open up an app and swipe, swipe, swipe. I want it just to speak my weather forecast to me while I'm enjoying my breakfast. So with the summary out of the way, this is going to consist just three action, very simple. I'm going to have to tell the shortcut where this web page lies that I go to. And once I get that URL, I'm going to tell the shortcut to take that URL and pull the body. I don't want everything like the navigation, all that stuff. I don't want any of the links. I just want it to be able to read to me a nice, clean, smooth weather forecast without any of the junk. And then I want it to speak to me. So that's the third action. So it'll retrieve it and then read it back to me. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you in this example for weather forecasts. All right. So as usual, let's go to the Shortcuts app.
Shortcuts.
And we'll do one finger double tap to open that.
Shortcuts. Edit button.
And there we are. We're at the edit here. Top right is our create shortcut.
Create shortcut button.
Go ahead and do one finger double tap on this.
Create short search. Search field.
All right, so we're back to the search box. You probably remember this when we were discussing in the last shortcut for the quiet time. I'm going to do one finger double tap in the search.
Search field is editing.
Okay. I'm going to swipe to the right until we hear something called web.
Web.
And there is the web. Do one finger double tap. So that's the category that we want. Two of the out of the three actions are in this area. So one finger double tap.
Web. Web. Heading.
Okay, so I want you to swipe to the right until we get to the article headings.
Articles. Heading.
Excellent. And from here, if you keep swiping to the right, we're going to get to something called Get Details action.
Get details of the front article. Gets a specific piece of information from the articles passed into the action button.
There we are. That's the one I want. So that's the first of the three that we want. So go ahead and do a one finger double tap.
Added get details of the front article to shortcut above.
All right. So that particular action is the one that's going to get the body for me that I want to reach. So that's actually going to be the one action that we'll have to move around. I'm not going to worry about that. I just want to get all the components in here. So all the action. I'm going to go use my headings now.
Language. Vertical navigation. Headings.
And I'm going to swipe down.
Jiffy. Heading. Safari. Heading.
Until I get to the URL headings.
URLs. Heading.
There it is. It calls it URL, but it's URL. And now I'm going to swipe to the right until I get something that says URL. There's going to be a bunch of get. Don't get those. Just get the one that says URL. You'll hear when I get to it. Go to the right.
URL. Passes the specified URL to the next action. Button.
As you can hear, it's going to take a specified URL and pass it down to the next action. So that is exactly what we want. All right, so do one finger double tap on this to add it.
URL passes the specified URL to the next action.
So we have added that to it. Now we want to get out of this. And if you remember, I told you about the close button, not the done button at the top right, but the close button. So you can just swipe back left until you get to the close button.
Close button.
Once you find that, one finger double tap that.
Close. Cancel. Button.
And now we'll get to the cancel button. Don't worry. What I want you to do from here, I'm going to swipe back left.
Search. Search field.
Aha. There's that search that we did. I'm going to do something different here. Here's another way to find a particular action. If you go ahead and do one finger double tap here.
Search field is editing.
I'm going to do a search for a particular action I'm looking for. It's called speak text. And I'm going to go ahead and use the dictation instead of keyboard, but that's up to you if you want to use a keyboard. So I'll go ahead and dictate. Speak text.
Inserted speak text.
Now we're going to go to the bottom right until we find the search button.
Search. Search. Speak text. Speaks the inputted text aloud. Button.
All right, so I double tap on the search. It found the action that I want. And which, by the way, before I forget about it, here's another tip I want to show you. If you find an action that you would like to add to your favorites, as I mentioned back in the quiet time, yes, you could go to the more info, but you can also just swipe up.
Favorite action.
And you can just double tap the favorite action.
Activate. Default.
In this case, so this is my third and final action that I need to create this particular shortcut. So one finger double tap to add this to my
added speak text to shortcut. Add to reading list.
So we have now completed our workbench. So now we're going to go back to the top right where the done button is.
Done button.
And let's go to our first action that we put in, which is the get details action.
Get details of the front article action heading.
So the first thing I need to do is rearrange this in order how we want to do this. Obviously, the get details is going to have to be the second thing because the first one is going to be the URL that I'm going to tell it to get it from. So let's do a one finger double tap here.
Dragging.
And drag this below to the URL action.
Move below URL.
Now I'm going to go back left until I get to the URL action heading.
URL action heading.
There's a URL action. All right, so basically, as you can remember, I'm going to hard code a variable, which is a URL that I have for my web weather forecast, right? So we have to define what web page that is first. So I'm going to go to the right.
URL.
And one more.
Example.com. Text field.
Okay. I'm going to do one finger double tap here.
Text field is editing. Example.com.
Now I'm going to insert my URL, which is on my clipboard in here. So I'm going to go to my edit.
Edit.
And down.
Paste.
And paste it.
https://forecast.weather.
And that is going to be one long string. Basically, what I did is I emailed that to myself. So I made a copy of it so I can know which URL that I want this to be included. So now the shortcut knows which website that I want to pull from. So this is a hard code variable. And this variable is now going to be passed to the next action below. And that action is the one we just moved, which is the get detail. So let's swipe to the right until we get to the get detail heading.
Web, get the details of the front article action heading.
So here we are here. Now listen to some of the things we got in here. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Get.
It says get what? So it want to ask, what is it that you want me to get from this web page? So one more to the right.
Choose button.
There's a choose button. Do one finger double tap on this.
Web. https://.
All right. So now it's asking me, what do I want to get from this particular website? So I'm going to go to the right.
Title.
All right. So this, you can grab a title. Nope, I don't want that. Swipe to the right.
Author.
Nope, I don't want author.
Publish date.
Nope.
Body.
Aha. I want to get the body of the website. This is the meat of the content of the website that I want. So one finger double tap for the body.
Web. Body. Button.
So now what we just told it to do is to grab the body portion of this. So let's go to the right to our next action.
Text. Speak text action. Heading.
All right, so this is the speak text. Now, pretty much this is by default. You don't need to make any changes, but let me show you a few variables that you can change if you don't like the voice itself. Now, because we're going to be doing this by Siri, it's not going to matter what you put in here. Now, if you ran this other than from Siri, it's going to use the default Samantha voice, which is not real good. But anyway, I'll show you some of the variables you can change as you go to the right.
Wait until finished. Switch button on.
Mm-hmm.
Rate, 50%. Adjustable.
This is where you can change rates.
Pitch. 33%. Adjustable.
Pitch.
Language. Default. Button.
And language, but it was just default. And believe it or not, we are almost done. So before we do anything, we got to change the shortcut name And I'm going to give it a Siri phrase that I want to implement the shortcut. So let's go to the top right to get to the done button.
Done button.
And then we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the shortcut settings.
Shortcut settings button.
One finger double tap to open that.
Settings heading.
And now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the name.
Name untitled shortcut button.
All right. You remember what to do here. One finger double tap this.
Text field is editing. Untitled shortcut. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
I'm going to go ahead and change this, and I'm going to dictate my new title for the shortcut.
Edit. Paste. Select all. Untitled shortcut. Selected.
Weather forecast for Lee's Summit.
Inserted weather forecast for Lee's Summit.
Now, top right to done.
Done. Button. Name weather forecast for Lee's Summit. Button.
Now I'm going to swipe right until we get to add to Siri button.
Add to Siri button.
Excellent. And one finger double tap on this.
Cancel button.
And this should be very similar and familiar to what we did in the first podcast when we were showing you some of the Siri suggestions for Dark Skies and Carrot and that stuff, how we assign a Siri command to this. All right, so I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to the Start Recording button.
Start Recording button.
And now I'm going to go ahead and give it a Siri phrase. Weather forecast for Lee's Summit.
Recorded phrase. Weather forecast for Lee's Summit.
Awesome. We are now done, folks. So at the top right.
Done. Button.
Double tap that.
Siri phrase. Weather forecast for Lee's Summit. Button.
Yep. And then we'll go to the top right.
Done. Button.
And double tap.
Weather forecast for Lee's Summit. Heading.
And one more time.
Done. Button. Edit. Button.
And now we're back out. And if I swipe to the right, we should see the shortcut they've created.
Weather forecast for Lee's Summit. Button.
And there she is. Simple as that. So let's give this a run. I'm going to initiate the command and we'll let it run. And you can hear yourself what I hear every morning when I eat my breakfast hands-free. Weather forecast Lee's Summit.
Running your shortcut. Moisture from the remnants of Willa and the Gulf of Mexico is producing moderate to heavy rainfall across Texas. This overrunning rain, along with an area of organizing low pressure, will shift into the south tomorrow with possible thunderstorm activity down near the immediate central Gulf Coast. Flood concerns should be marginal at best. Read more, NWS Forecast 4, Lee's Summit MO issued by National Weather Service Kansas City Pleasant Hill. MO last update, 12:25 p.m. CDT October 24, 2018. This afternoon, mostly sunny, with a high near 62. East-southeast wind around 9 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m. Cloudy, with a low around 45. East wind around 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Thursday, a chance of showers. Cloudy, with a high near 53. Southeast wind around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible.
Okay, so I put a stop to that. If you let it go, it'll read the entire 7 days, and that's exactly what I want. So, we have created a shortcut that we hard-coded a URL as a variable, and that allows us to pass it to the next action, and that action took the web URL that I passed to it, it grabbed the body, and it took that as a variable, and it threw it to the speak text action, which then spoke out the web page that I wanted to read to me. So that is how I did that for the weather forecast. All right, now on to our last and final script that I'm going to show you that I've created. Actually, it's going to be a little different because I'm limited on time. To build this script from scratch and on up, it took me over probably about 30 minutes to do this. It was a lot involved here, so I'm not going to show you how to do it from scratch. However, I will show you the demonstration of this particular script and why it's useful for me. And I'm going to show you how it was put together. So that gives you a basic idea how this was created. So let's do something a little different. I'm going to demonstrate it first, and then we'll go through the script itself and see how this was put together. Okay, so I'm going to initiate a Siri shortcut here. AppleViz News.
Running your shortcut.
AppleViz Feeds.
It's just AppleViz Feeds. And basically what I got here is, if you're not aware what a feed is, there is an RSS feed that we have on AppleViz. There are quite a few numbers of them, but I only selected four of my favorites for this demonstration. This is a pretty cool little shortcut that I like to bring up. I like just to bring this up when I'm on the road and I have don't have to bring up Newsify or anything like that. This is just a really cool little way to bring up, to see what's going on in AppleViz and then be able to put it away. All right. So basically, we got this pop-up that comes up and it tells me these are AppleViz feeds. So it's going to show me all the feeds. So if I swipe to the right.
All new content posted to the AppleViz button.
So this is all the contents that has been posted on AppleViz. The second one.
New AppleViz blog posts button.
Any AppleViz blogs.
New apps posted to the iOS app button.
Any new iOS app.
New AppleViz podcasts button.
And lastly, any new podcasts. So you can pick any of those four and see what's going on within those topics of AppleViz. And then lastly, I have the
cancel button.
Cancel button if I just want to cancel the whole thing. So let's go back to say, let's swipe up to the top.
New AppleViz, new apps posted, new AppleViz blog posts button. All new content posted to the AppleViz button.
All right, so let's see what's all the new contents. So here is the first one. Now, when I double tap this.
Edit, dimmed, button, cancel, button.
It brings up the cancel button, which is at the top left. Now, what it's just done is that the topic that I picked is going to pass a URL to that feed. It's going to pull the last 10 posting in within that feed itself. So as I swipe to the right.
Which articles would you like to open?
All right. In this give example, which articles do you want to open? So I pulled the 10 newest news that I got from all content that were posted, and it's going to show you all 10 of them below. So you got to pick which one you want to open and read. So go to the right.
Choose heading. Done. Button.
You have the done, which is at the top right, and here comes the 10 latest posting.
Apple Watch toggles bug today at 2:25 p.m. Introducing some words, need beta testers to improve voiceover support, today at 1:16 p.m. Accessible transcription setup, today at 1:14 p.m. MIDI sequencing using voiceover on macOS, today at 10:45 a.m. Chat app that works with Siri, yesterday at 3:34 p.m. Seeking a weight scale with an accessible app, yesterday at 11:22 a.m. For a strange reason, I can't play audio messages on my MacBook Air 200014 yesterday at 10:09 a.m. Dwell, audio Bible app, yesterday at 10:01 a.m.
All right, so if you're interested, just say on this one. I'll say I'm interested in this one. If I'm interested into wanting to read this particular post, so you just do a one finger double tap to select it.
Selected. Dwell, audio Bible app, yesterday at 10:01 a.m.
Now it's selected. If you want to deselect it, you do one finger double tap again. But that's just one of the articles. So let's go back here.
For a strange reason, I can't play. Seeking a weight scale with an accessible app, yesterday at 11:22 a.m.
So let's just, I'm just curious about that. So I'll do a double tap on that one.
Selected. Seeking a weight scale with an accessible app, yesterday at 11:22 a.m.
All right, so we have two posts that I want to read. So two of them have been selected. And now we go to the top right-hand corner.
Done. Button.
And basically what it's going to do now is going to take those particular URLs to those two posting, and it's going to pass it to a web action that's going to open this up in Safari. Yep, it will open all the ones you selected. So one finger double tap on done.
Shortcut fit Safari. Tech Safari, 10%. Web page loaded.
And now the web page is loaded. This is your Safari. Let's see what our first one is. I'm just going to tap a little bit during the center.
Other Apple chat. Link. End.
Okay. I'm going to go to my headings.
Audio ducking. Headings. Five headings.
Swipe down.
Seeking a weight scale with an accessible app. Heading level one. Main. Landmark.
Okay. So here's the body of the article that I want to read about the weight scale. So you can swipe to the right or we can just swipe down. So let's swipe to the right.
Submitted by article JLove on October 24th. Hello. I am looking for a scale that I could use as a totally blind person and that would record the measurements on the iPhone.
All right. So you get the basic idea. So I am now able to read this article and without having to open anything up. Pretty cool, huh? Now, you're probably asking yourself, what about the other article that I wanted to read? When you get done with this particular article, you just go to the bottom right-hand corner to the tab.
Tabs. Button.
Double tap that.
Tabs. Done. Button.
All right, so now I'm going to the bottom left because I'm in privacy mode.
Selected. Private. Button.
And I'm going to swipe to the left.
Seeking a weight scale with an accessible app vertical line AppleViz. Button.
Okay, so that's that one. Now I'm going to swipe to the left.
Dwell. Audio Bible app vertical line AppleViz. Button.
And there's the other one. One finger double tap.
Down. Reader available. Dwell. Reader. Button.
And now we have brought up this particular page, so I'm going to go to a little bit down on the page.
Search this site. Text field.
And I'm going to swipe down by headings.
Main menu. Heading level. You are here. Heading level. Dwell. Audio Bible app. Heading level 1. Main. Mm-hmm. Landmark.
And I'm swipe down.
Category. Heading level 3. Description of app.
Heading left. The description is by just swiping to right.
Fall in love with listening to the Bible.
And et cetera, et cetera. Swipe down.
Apple Watch support. No. Version 1.2.2.
And et cetera, et cetera. So you get the legit idea what we're doing here. So basically this shortcut opens up an Apple Viz feed prompt, gives you a selected item to choose from. You select that. It opens up the latest 10 items for that feed. And then I can open up any of those content to read in my Safari. Pretty cool, huh? All right, let's just jump into the shortcut itself and show you how this was done and how I was able to put this together. So let's go to the shortcut app.
Shortcuts.
And there's your shortcut. One finger double tap to open that up.
Shortcuts. Edit. Button.
All right. I call this Apple Viz News. So I'm going to go to the right until we get to the Apple Viz News shortcut.
Apple Viz News. Button.
Here we are. I'm going to go ahead and do an edit on this so we can edit the script.
Apple Viz News. Heading.
And then I went to the top, and here's Apple Viz News. So here is the script itself. So let me swipe to the right to my first action so you can get an idea how this was put together.
Scripting. Choose from menu action. Heading.
All right, so here's our first action. This is the menu action. This is how we were presented the menu of options that we can pick from. When you first ran the shortcut, there was the four various feeds topic that I was presented. And but before I do that, one thing I haven't told you guys in any other of the shortcut is that when you come to an action like this and you need to know a little bit more information how this is being used or what it does, you can do a one finger double tap on here to listen to a small description for it.
Presents a menu and runs different actions based on which menu item was chosen. This action passes input through as output. Prompt, the instruction provided when the menu is presented.
So this pretty much tells you that everything you need to know in that action, how it works, what it does, and what it's pertaining. So it's taken as an input because you're having to choose from something, and it take those selections that you've done and send it as an output. It gets a little complicated, I understand, but these are these variables I was telling you about that you need to take and pass it to the next action to make this work. So this particular one, if I swipe to the right,
prompt,
it's going to ask, what do you want me to prompt? This is just the title of the actual page. So this one, if you recall when it ran, it said Apple Viz Feeds. So go to the right.
Apple Viz Feeds. Text field.
And there she is. And there's a text field that I made that happen. Now I'm going to go to the right one more time.
Reorder. Button. Draggable.
Now we're going to get to the first item. Now at the bottom of this is a insert. We'll get to that after I show you the next four results. I had to insert this one by one, and we had to give it a name. Okay, so go to the right.
All new content posted to the Apple Viz. Text field.
There's the first option, all contents in Apple Viz. And we'll go to the right.
Reorder. Button. Draggable. New Apple Viz blog posts. Text field.
There's the second one, the blog posts. And we'll go to the right.
Reorder. Button. New apps posted to the iOS app. Text field.
And there's the third one. And then the last one.
Reorder. Button. New Apple Viz podcasts. Text field.
All right. So those are the four items that was presented to us when we opened up the Apple Viz news to the first time. Now, what was I talking about this insert? Let me go to the right here.
Insert add new item. Button.
That is how you insert a new item. So you can insert as many items that you want to present on the menu for people to select from. All right. Now, this menu needs to know what URL feed that you want to pass it for each of those four items I've just done. So let's swipe to the right here.
Add new item. Button. Scripting. All new content posted to the Apple Viz section. Heading.
All right. One more to the right.
Inside of all new content posted to the Apple Viz web. URL action. Heading.
All right. So here is the URL action. You're telling the menu, what is the URL for say, all contents? That's what this example is. So if I go to the right.
URL. https://www.applevis.com/feed/all. Text field.
All right. So there is the URL. I had to hard code in that. So that way, if I want all content, it's going to pass this particular URL to my next action. Now, I'm going to show you three more of this because remember, I had one for the blog. I had one for the iOS app entry and one for the podcast. So we'll swipe to the right.
Scripting. New Apple Viz blog posts. Action. Heading. Inside of new Apple Viz blog posts. Web. URL action. Heading. URL. https://www.
I'll stop it right there. So this is for our blog.
Scripting. New apps posted to the iOS app action. Heading. inside of new apps posted to the iOS app, web, URL, https://www.
And there's a URL for the new iOS app entry. And one more for the last one for podcast.
Scripting. New Apple Vis podcast. Action. Inside of new Apple Vis podcast. Web. URL action. URL. https://www.deplevis.
And there we have it. All right. So this whole menu action is one big large action. So this one action will include all this as one. And now this is the first part. Now I want to select one. And then we're going to pass the URL to the next action. So this is where it's going to take this URL and grab the feeds from that particular RSS feed. So in other words, this is the feed that I need to pass, which is the URL, and it's going to grab the last 10 items that is in that particular feed. That's the next item or next action.
Scripting and menu action. Heading. Web. Get items from RSS feed action. Heading.
There it is. So that's our new one. So we're going to bring in to the new RSS action here. Let's go to the right.
URL. RSS feed. Text field. Get 10 items.
All right. I'm going to tell it that I want the last 10 items.
Decrement. Increment. Button.
All right. So there's a decrement and increment. Those are the two items that you can increase or decrease of how many feeds to pull. In this case, I'm just only doing 10, but you can certainly try to pump that up to like 20 or 15, whatever have not. But be aware, the more feed you load up, the longer and the slower it's going to take. All right. So now that what this does is now pulls the 10 latest posts from that feed. And now if those 10 variables are ready to pass to the next action. And the next action is the page that shows you the 10 articles that was presented to me that I can choose from those selective articles.
Web, filter articles action, heading.
All right. So here we are. I want to filter this by what? So if you swipe to the right, you'll hear the different items.
Add filter, button. Sort by. Publish date, button. Order. Oldest first, button. Selected. Latest first, button.
Uh-huh.
Limit. Switch button. Scripting. Choose from list action. Heading.
All right. So now we are now in the list again. So this is a new action that the RSS action gave me those 10 articles. Now I'm going to put it on this list and it's going to present. So I got to give this a title as well. Just like the menu one, I call it the AppleViz feeds.
Prompt. Which articles would you like to open? Text field.
And you remember that? That was the very top of that page.
Select multiple. Switch button. On.
All right. This gives you the option. Do you want to have multiple selections? I selected two in that example. And you can have this turned off where they can only select one, but I like to keep this multiple selection so that way you can read multiple articles at once. So I left this on. Now let's go to the right.
Select all initially. Switch button. Off.
Now you can have it select everything automatically, so everything's selected, and you can have them deselected. But I chose not to do that because I think more times than not, you're going to end up deselecting more than you want. Unless you are not visiting the site very often and you're not seeing the same article popping up over and over. So that's why I have it deselected. I only go to the newest, select the ones I haven't seen, and then go to the done button at the top right to read those. Oh, now you have selected all the articles that you want, remember? And I'm going to hit that done. Now what it's going to do, it's going to take away those 8 that I don't want to read and give me 2 variables, and I got to pass this to Safari. So that's going to come to the next action.
Web. Open URLs action. Heading.
There it is. So this is the web open URL action, and there's nothing here to configure. It just opens up and you're done. That is the script. Now you can see why it took me so long to create this, because there's so many titles and URLs I had to look up, a lot of copy and paste and going back and forth. It's not so hard finding the action themselves to include them, but it's really important that you put them together right and understand that you're passing things along to one action to the next action. So each action needs to have something if it needs that variable or not. Easier said than done. I understand. This is why I say it takes time and trial. But let's go ahead and proceed on. And remember, in this shortcut settings that I gave this name and I gave it a Siri phrase, I called it AppleViz News for the Siri shortcut. And that's pretty much it. But don't worry. What I'm going to do for you guys is that I'm going to share all three of these as a shortcut, and I'm going to put it in the show note. That way, it'll give you the ability to download the shortcut that I demonstrated in this cast for you to look at. So you can import it, take a look, see how I did it, and see if you can try to recreate it and by what you see on those examples. I hope this will help you out. And there we have it. We have all three examples that I have found that's useful that I've built from scratch for myself. Unfortunately, I wish I could spend more time going in every details of the action that's available and how they are put together. It is really, really going to be trial and errors. And really, what I have found to be the most useful and the best advice and tip I can offer you is to go through that action library. Go through each and every one of them, double tap on it, get an idea of what it's wanting, what it's supposed to do, and listen to what the voiceover hints has to tell you. Because the most important things you're going to have to remember is that the action have to go together just right. It is very much like a puzzle, and if the puzzle pieces aren't there or assembled correctly, it is not going to run at all. So it's a lot of trial and error. That's why you want to run the shortcut quite a few times. And I understand it can be frustrating and rewarding at the same time once you accomplish something yourself. I can only hope with this three-part series in how to use Siri Shortcut has been very helpful for you. And most of all, that you have some creativity in your blood that you want to go out and try one for yourself. Please feel free at any time, any of the podcasts I put on AppleViz, to leave comments for other people. If you have questions or you don't know how to do something, or you do know how to do something and you want to help others to create the shortcut, maybe troubleshoot something for them or give them some ideas, I encourage you to leave those comments. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. This is going to do. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.